Embrace affordable elegance. A wedding decor checklist that won't break the bank. Hello, lovely couples. If you're planning your big day at Premier Events Center in Clinton Township, Michigan, or somewhere else entirely, and are contemplating how to save money without skimping on the style and elegance of your wedding decor, you've come to the right place. Today, we're turning the old adage, you get what you pay for, on its head, demonstrating that when it comes to wedding decor, cheap options don't mean an ugly wedding ceremony. We've crafted the ultimate wedding decor checklist for those on a budget. Our wedding decor checklist covers every aspect of your special day, from the wedding ceremony decor to the reception tables. This thorough list will give you some fantastic ideas on saving money on the biggest expenses of your big day, ensuring no detail, however small, is overlooked while still getting your wedding decor for cheap. Let's delve into some imaginative, budget-friendly ideas for your wedding decorations that will leave your guests in awe. Ceremony decor. The wedding decor you use for your ceremony sets the tone for your entire event. But don't let it break the bank. Aisle runners. The aisle runner is more than just a path leading the bride to the altar. It's a stage setter, an essential element of your wedding decor that can add a touch of elegance and drama to your ceremony. Instead of opting for expensive flower arrangements for wedding tables, look into using potted plants that can serve a double purpose. As ceremony aisle decorations along the aisle runner during the ceremony and then as centerpieces for the dinner table. Consider using fabric pieces or vintage rugs for a DIY approach and a whimsical look to your wedding space. You can find these at local thrift stores or online marketplaces. Sprinkle petals from your favorite flowers down the runner for an extra romantic touch. This enhances the aesthetic appeal and adds a fragrant aroma to your ceremony space. To save on flowers, hit the dollar store for faux flowers. Cut the petals off and put them in a bag that matches the rest of your wedding reception decor. Your flower girl can also use the petals when she walks down the aisle. Altar arrangements. The altar is the focal point of your wedding ceremony, so it deserves special attention on our wedding decor checklist. Floral arrangements are a classic choice, but hiring a florist can be expensive. Why not arrange the flowers yourself? You can find beautiful blooms at local markets or even grow them in your garden. Pair them with homemade stained glass windows for a vibrant pop of color. These can be made from inexpensive materials like tissue paper and old picture frames. You don't need to spend a fortune on an archway or backdrop for your wedding ceremony. To save some cash for the rest of your wedding decor checklist, rent one from a local company or find a pre-made option at your local craft store. You can use silk or fabric drapes as a backdrop to the wedding altar for a romantic, ethereal look. To make these look more luxurious and elegant, you can hang fairy lights, paper lanterns, and flower garlands behind them. Ceremony signs. Your guests will appreciate signs when they need help figuring out where to go or what to do. Ceremony signs are a practical and personal addition to your ceremony decor. They guide your guests, indicating where they should sit, where the ceremony will take place, and other important locations. You can find affordable signs at local stores or make them yourself and create unique, personalized touches that will wow your guests. DIY signs allow you to incorporate your wedding style into the decor. Consider making signs from reclaimed wood if you're having a rustic-themed wedding. A cheap woodburning tool and some wooden signs from the craft section of your local dollar store are perfect for engraving or burning your wedding details into the wood. As an added bonus, you can use the signs at your reception too. If you're opting for a more elegant style, resin signs with calligraphy can add a chic touch. If a resin DIY is too much, use wooden signs and spray with chalkboard paint or use chalkboard vinyl. Just make sure the person who does the writing has the best handwriting in the group. Or you could grab a stencil. Cocktail hour decor. Cocktail hour is the perfect opportunity to showcase your creativity and create a relaxed atmosphere before the main reception begins. Escort cards. Escort cards are a great way to show your guests where they should go at the reception. Instead of traditional cards, you can create unique ones that reflect your wedding style to display your seating chart. Use wine corks to make a rustic display. Write your guests' names and seating chart table numbers on the cork and use a fishing line or string to suspend each one from a wall or frame. To save money, hit your favorite local bar or restaurant and ask them if you can have their old wine corks. For a more elegant look, use gold-foiled calligraphy on cardstock for the names and fold them in half to create tent cards. Mini chalkboard signs can also be used as escort cards. Create them yourself using small pieces of wood and chalkboard paint or vinyl. Then write each guest's name, corresponding table number, and any other necessary information with white chalk and place them on the wall. Use seashells for a beach-themed wedding. Attach small cards with your guests' names and their corresponding table numbers. Cocktail hour atmosphere. You'll want to create a warm, inviting atmosphere during your cocktail hour so your guests can mingle and get to know each other. String lights are an affordable and charming way to create a romantic atmosphere. Hang them from the ceiling or drape them around doorways, tables, and chairs for a great glow that will light up your reception space. Consider DIY votive candles. You can decorate plain glass votive holders with glitter, paint, or lace to match your wedding theme. Also, small floral centerpieces on cocktail tables can add a dash of elegance without breaking the bank. Use champagne flutes to float candles in the water for a classic and romantic look. You can even combine it with fresh flowers around the bottom of the glass or under the water to add a splash of color. If you want something more interactive, homemade photo booths can engage your guests and keep them entertained. At the dollar store, you can find props like mustaches, glasses, and boas. Then hang fabric or paper backdrops with a distinct pattern of your choice in a tucked away corner of your wedding venue. Guests can use your props and backdrop to take pictures with their phones or disposable cameras. Reception decor. You probably already have a theme picked out for your wedding decor. And if you don't, your wedding planner has perhaps been gently reminding you that they can't plan the wedding reception without a theme at least once a day. No matter your wedding style, there are plenty of creative ways to bring it to life. Atmospheric wedding decor. You'll want to set the mood for your reception with plenty of atmospheric decorations. If you're planning a romantic evening, consider using votive candles and glass hurricane lamps or tea light holders to create an intimate setting. To save extra cash on your wedding day decor, buy the holders in bulk from craft stores or online. For a more organic look, hang paper lanterns and string lights around your reception space. Their warm glow will create a magical atmosphere for your guests to enjoy throughout the night. For a rustic-themed reception, consider using mason jars for centerpieces and tea light candles for ambient lighting. You can decorate the lids of the mason jars with twine, lace, or burlap for a more rustic look. Hang paper flowers from the ceiling. Get your bridal party together before your wedding day to create paper flowers for your reception decor. Having everyone together shortly before the wedding can be a great way to relax, have fun, and hash out any final details for your wedding decoration checklist. Using vintage frames and signs can create more of an antique vibe. Hang them from the ceiling, or place them around your wedding reception area. Reception tables. The reception tables play a significant role in setting the mood for your celebration. You'll want to choose colors and designs based on your wedding theme. Tablecloths and runners. Tablecloths are a must. If you don't want to spend too much, consider renting white tablecloths from a linen rental company and adding runners or napkins in the colors of your choice. DIY table runners made from affordable fabrics like burlap or lace can add texture and interest to your tables. Add a pop of color with DIY floral arrangements. Use mason jars or thrifted vases as containers, and fill them with flowers that match your wedding palette. Don't forget to include table numbers. These can be made from various materials, including wood, acrylic, or even printed on cardstock. If you used any of the wedding signage ideas from above, you can use the same materials for the numbering of each reception table. Tableware. Your tableware can be an easy way to tie all the elements of your wedding reception together. Choose plates, cups, and cutlery that reflect your wedding's theme. Choose white dishes with gold accents if you're going for a classic look. For a modern affair, opt for sleek black or gray dishes, or match your theme. If you're planning your ceremony events in a wedding venue, they may already provide the basics included in the cost of the event. They may have upgraded options, but instead of fancier flatware, you can dress up the table with certain elements like chargers and beautiful napkins. For a casual reception, you can go for colorful plastic plates and cutlery that fit your theme. Table centerpieces. You can save on centerpieces by making them yourself. You can use a variety of items depending on your style. Try mason jars filled with wildflowers and baby's breath or small terrariums made from succulents and moss for a rustic feel. For a vintage feel, Frequently check out your local thrift stores and flea markets for cheap watertight vases and vessels over the months before the wedding. They don't have to match perfectly, but stick to your theme and color palette when selecting your centerpieces. If you want to keep things simple, try floating candles in your eclectic collection of containers. Fill with water or clear gel beads and a string of LED lights, and toss in some flower petals or greenery for a romantic touch. If you want something more glamorous, consider gold-foiled candle holders. A can of gold spray paint and candle holders from the dollar store are all you need to create this cheap, elegant look. Ceremony chairs. You can add chair decorations to customize the look of your reception tables. Hang floral garlands on the chairs if you're having an outdoor wedding. You can make them yourself or buy pre-made garlands from a local florist. Or opt for faux flowers purchased online. For an indoor affair, consider checking out your local fabric store for a thick ribbon on sale that matches your theme. You can tie the ribbons around the backs of your chairs for a simple yet sophisticated look. Try tying starfish or shell favors to the chairs for a beach-themed wedding for a fun beachy touch. You can typically find bags of seashells, you guessed it, at the dollar store.